Goal setting is both an art and a science. It's rooted in psychology, neuroscience, and the principles of high performance. Today, I'll introduce you or remind you of some proven techniques to set, refine, and achieve your goals. Welcome back to Time-Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. I'm your host, Mark Dolan, and today we're diving into a foundational skill for anyone looking to achieve personal or professional mastery, the science of goal setting. Whether you're new to goal setting or want to refine your approach, this episode will give you tools and ideas to take your ambitions to the next level. So do goals matter? Absolutely. Before we get into the techniques, let's talk about why goals matter. Goals give you clarity, focus, and purpose. They're like a GPS for your life. Without them, you're likely to drift aimlessly, hoping you'll end up somewhere worthwhile. But with goals, you have a destination, a map, and actionable steps to get you there. Experts consistently find that individuals who set clear goals experience significant benefits compared to those who don't. Studies show that goal setters on average see a 15 to 25% boost in productivity. They report up to 20% higher levels of happiness and feel 30 to 40% more satisfied in their careers and personal lives. These numbers aren't just statistics. They're a reflection of the power of intentional living. Success leaves clues, my friend. Everyone I have met over the past 45 years of my working life that has achieved high levels of success, they set goals and actively pursue them. The people I know who have mastered goal setting have invested significant time and are among the happiest, most accomplished, and most satisfied human beings I have ever met. So let me paraphrase a story I heard many, many years ago about the river of life. Now imagine you're on a great river in a canoe, drifting along in the current, enjoying the view. The scenery is often breathtaking and changes a little from time to time. The current is sometimes calm, sometimes frighteningly rough, and to be honest, at times, a tad bit boring. Drifting along with the current, you occasionally see things that look interesting on distant shores or on the horizon. But without a paddle, you find yourself at the mercy of the current and are forced to simply drift on by. As the years pass, you see a lot of beautiful country and, for the most part, enjoy the ride. Unfortunately for some, the day comes when those without a paddle hear a loud roar, and looking over their shoulder, they find themselves and their canoe several meters away from a tremendous waterfall. Without a paddle, they are powerless to change course or steer clear of the hazard. "Oh, shoot," they exclaim as they plummet over the edge. Now think about it. Same river, same beauty, same life. But with a paddle, having goals, you are able to paddle to the inviting distant shores, avoid the most intense rapids, and navigate to a calm place to rest from time to time. You get to explore the river of life empowered and with the ability to move in the direction of your choice. Without a paddle and no goals, the power to direct your journey is lost. Now, there is a lot to goal setting. Goal setting is both an art and a science. It's rooted in psychology, neuroscience, and the principles of high performance. Today, I'll introduce you or remind you of some proven techniques to set, refine, and achieve your goals. Let's start with the tried and true method for effective goal setting, the SMART framework. Many people have heard this method. It's been around a while. The S in SMART stands for specific. Be clear and detailed. Ask yourself, what exactly do I want to achieve? I have mentioned this before. We don't want, quote, a lot of money. Instead, we need a number. Not I want to lose a few pounds. Again, we need a specific number. The M in SMART stands for measurable. Define the metrics. How will I know when I've achieved this goal? It must be something you can count or check off as something you've completed. The A stands for achievable. Is it realistic? Can I accomplish this with my current resources and time? Now, I have to say, I am personally more focused on if you believe you can achieve the goal. Many things people consider unrealistic are achievable only to those that believe they can do it. Today, Elon Musk wants to go to Mars. Is that realistic? Well, he certainly thinks so. I am also a fan of setting big goals. If you aim for the stars and hit the moon, most people would call that a huge win. The R in SMART stands for relevant. Ensure your goal aligns with your personal philosophy. Does this goal fit into your life's vision? Remember our discussion of purpose in the last episode. The last is time, time bound. You need to set a deadline. When will I achieve this goal? For example, instead of saying, I want to make more sales, a SMART goal would be, I want to close 10 new deals by the end of the next quarter, increasing my revenue by 20%. The SMART framework keeps your goals actionable and focused. Now I want to take a moment to thank today's show sponsor, Cassie Winteroud at M5 Financial. Cassie is a San Diego native and seasoned lender with a diverse background in the mortgage industry. With over 16 years of experience, Cassie is known for her dedication to exceptional client service, earning her the title of the Friendly Lender. She resides in San Diego with her husband, Trevor, their 5-year-old son, Jake, and cat named Bacon. My sales team and their clients and my own family members have worked with Cassie and all gave her rave reviews. If you are looking for an extraordinary lender, you can reach her at 858-999-1778. Now that you know how to set SMART goals, let's talk about reverse engineering. This method is all about starting with the end in mind and working backward to create a roadmap. Define your ultimate goal. That's the first thing. For instance, let's say you want to become the top real estate agent in your region within 5 years. Some research is in order, of course. How much does the top salesperson produce now? How much increase in production is likely for those ahead of me? Will they still be in the marketplace? Are there any potential up-and-coming competitors to be aware of? Next, break it down into milestones. After clarifying the 5-year goal, work backwards. Where would I need to be in 4 years? What does success look like in 3 years? 1 year? How about the next 6 months? The next step is to outline the steps. For the next 6 months, what daily, weekly, and monthly actions will help me achieve the first milestone? Then get to work. And next, track and adjust. Regularly measure progress and refine your approach as needed. Think of reverse engineering as creating a blueprint. By mapping out the journey, you're creating a working plan that will change and grow to assure your success. Now, let's take a step back and look at the big picture. I find this next goal-setting exercise to be the most inspiring of all. I want you to ask yourself 3 powerful questions. The first, what do I want to have? This is likely material things, money, financial freedom, assets, homes, a new Tesla or Mercedes, a vacation home in the mountains, the desert, or the beach. What the heck? How about an island in the South Pacific? The next question is, what do I want to be? Think about your career, your personal identity, and your character. Do you want to be a chiseled Adonis? Do you want to be a millionaire? Even higher, maybe a billionaire? Some people might aspire simply to be a holy saint. Others a poet, or a musician, or a working actor. What do I want to be? The last question is, where do I want to go? What is your dream vacation? Next on my list are the Civil War sites and exploring the eastern seaboard where my paternal relatives lived at the time America was settled and the founding of our nation. From Virginia to the Carolinas, that's my goal. Also, you may consider setting goals for the relationships you want to nurture or communities you might want to impact. Write down your answers to each of those questions and all of those goals, and then write down next to them the number 1, 3, 5, or 10. Some things can be reached in 90 days, while others will take a decade or more. You need to identify what you will do in 1, 3, 5, and 10 years. Dream big, but always stay grounded in your values. Most people overestimate what they can accomplish in the short term and grossly underestimate what they can accomplish in their lifetimes. Goal setting is an exercise that is inspiring and should be revisited from time to time to check off accomplishments you have achieved. You can also adjust time frames as you become aware of how long each thing will take. Also, cross off the goals that no longer interest you, and even more exciting, you will likely add new ones you never even dreamed of before. Now, big goals can be intimidating, which is why breaking them down into smaller, manageable chunks is crucial. It is good to practice small to build muscle memory and strength, which leads us back to the 12-week goal we talked about last week. It's time to revisit or recreate the new 12-week goal. What's the one thing you want to achieve in the next 12 weeks that aligns with your bigger vision? First, outline action steps. This is not something we talked about last week. Write down 3 to 5 specific actions you'll take each week to move you closer to your goal. This may take some research or counsel from people who have already done what you're trying to do. Ask a top salesperson how they did it. Ask a dietitian, how do I lose that weight? Ask a personal trainer, how do I get to a specific fitness goal? And finally, stay accountable. Share your goal with a mentor, coach, or accountability partner. In the future, we will talk about the pros and cons and how it works to have a mentor, a coach, to participate in training, and work with accountability partners. For now, send me a message at timetestedmastery@gmail.com or a message through social media and let me know how you're doing. And the last thing, make sure to celebrate your progress. Each week, review what you've accomplished and reward yourself for the wins, no matter how small. Here's a quick recap of the ideas from today's episode. Use the SMART framework to create clear and actionable goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Reverse engineer your goals to build a step-by-step roadmap. Begin with the end in mind and identify logical steps and time frames along the way. Then define your 1, 3, 5, and 10-year goals by asking, what do I want to be? What do I want to have? And where do I want to go? Set well-rounded goals that inspire you for a lifetime of joy and accomplishment. Commit or recommit to a 12-week goal and break it into actionable steps. I cannot emphasize enough, you must act. We will be talking about creating powerful habits next episode. So grab a journal and write down the answers to the big 3 questions. Then set a SMART goal for the next 12 weeks and outline your first 3 action steps. Remember, goal setting isn't just about writing things down, although that's a good start. It's about committing to growth, staying consistent, and believing in your ability to achieve greatness by focusing on where you want to go. Thank you for tuning in to Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, share a comment, ask a question, and share it with someone who needs a little inspiration. Remember, time-tested mastery isn't just about skill development, it's a way of life.